Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
One of the things that my team gets asked most often is, how do we choose a good financial planner? Now, this is a tough choice because while there are a lot of good people and good firms out there, there are also a lot of crooks who are just waiting to get their hands on your money. So, in fact, SEBI has recently cracked down on a financial advisory firm in Indore who was actually selling unsuitable products and promising really unfair returns to their clients. So, if you want to do it right, here are five questions you should ask yourself before you choose a financial planner to handle your money. First of all, does your financial planner disclose to you how they're getting paid in a way that you can understand? Can you quickly answer the question, how is your planner getting paid, without thinking about it too much? If it's a fee-only financial planner, he is going to charge you directly and you'll have to pay them through a bank transfer or give them a check. If it's an IFA, then they're going to use the trail commission to pay themselves. Both of them have their merits, but you should really know how they're getting paid. Two, does your planner focus on your life and your goals? Or is he just pushing a product? If you feel the slightest push to choose a product or a brand, then it's probably a good time to reconsider your planner. Three, is your financial planner promising you very high returns? Anything that is higher than the Sensex average is going to be a suspicious promise. And if your planner is promising to double your money within the next year, it's time to run far, far away. Four, is risk something that your financial planner is talking to you about? All financial products come with their own risk, and your planner has to talk to you about it, explain the risk to you, and tell you how he's de-risking your portfolio. If he's not doing that, he's not doing his job. Five, is your planner throwing a lot of jargon at you? Is he talking about products that have very complicated structures that you don't understand? A good planner will find a way to explain to you in very simple terms what you're buying into, and if he can't do that, then he's not the right choice. Having a good financial planner is like having a good family doctor. It takes a lot of time, trust building, and investment on both ends so that both parties can get the best out of it. So choose wisely. That's all for now from us at Why Not Mint Money.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.